Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator with the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. She joins us for the Ag Show today. Kate, thank you very much for joining us. I ask quite simply, here we are heading into November. How are things going at the Watershed Council?
Well, it's been a pretty busy year. So across all our different programs and events, we've reached over 1,500 folks just from the last year. We've had tons of field trips and school programs like extreme science and doing water quality testing with people of all ages, really. And then on top of that, just to sum up our events for the year, we had our Kids Can Catch annual event on Family Day weekend in February. And then we added a new one to our schedule in July on Free Fishing Weekend. So two Kids Can Catch events. We joined the summer reading program in High Prairie and co-hosted a science day camp in Slave Lake with the Lesser Slave Forest Ed Society. And then we hosted a Splash Fest event in August just to celebrate the end of the summer and bringing people together. And then, of course, we always have our field work going on. So we were doing water quality monitoring all summer from April pretty much till about the 18th of October.
How did it go as far as that is concerned, testing the water as it was?
Just business as usual. We gather the data, and then from there we make reports once it's all been confirmed and finished. So we're still waiting yet on the last reports from the lab.
Sounds like it was a busy year this year, Kate, but I ask, how much fun was it at the same time?
Yeah, it's definitely a mix. So you're stressed about getting everything pulled off, and then once you're in the moment, it's really fun. So dealing with all the kids and just dealing with all the people who have different perspectives and bringing everybody together, it's always a good time.
You mentioned the kids here, Kate. How much fun is it, and how good is it to have projects not necessarily hand-on, but having the kids involved with these projects?
Well, they're our future, right? So our whole kind of slogan is protecting our water for generations to come, right? They're that generation. So getting them involved, it's definitely a critical aspect of managing our water in the area.
I know they learn a lot from the Watershed Council, but is there a possibility that the Watershed Council learns from the kids as well?
Of course. They always have something interesting and new perspective. I learned even this year just something fun about ants that I never would have thought of from one student. So it's definitely a give and take for sure.
They just like the bugs, don't they?
Yeah, for sure.
I believe it was you that said, yeah, who doesn't have a kid that doesn't like bugs, that's for sure. With the winter coming up here, Kate, what are some of the events coming up with the Watershed Council as we head in towards 2024?
So right now that our open water season's done, we're waiting for everything to freeze over so we can get on the ice and do under ice sampling on Lesser Slave Lake. And then coming up, we'll have our annual Kids Can Catch in February on Family Day weekend, just like every year. So that'll be an exciting one to look out for.
How much misconception is there, from the public, just to the sense that you do sample under the water even in the winter when it freezes?
Well, we get different data, right? So the most shocking thing whenever I'm dealing with the grade 8s on our extreme science field trip, I always ask, which holds more oxygen, cold or warm water? And almost everybody says warm, but in fact it's cold. So we get different data depending on the season, for sure. So it's always a good idea to get a full picture and get that under ice data too.
You just said it yourself. You learn something new every day in the sense that I didn't know you catch more oxygen with cold than you do with warm.
Yeah.
I know we're not looking forward to the cold weather and the snow on top of that, but is the Watershed Council looking forward to what's going on in the winter and beyond?
Yeah, so we're going to be introducing, at least on the High Prairie side of our watershed, a snow study program for grade 5, grade 6. So that's a very winter-focused opportunity for learning in just even in their schoolyard. So we're hoping to get that pulled out because our partners in Slave Lake, the Lesser Slave Forest Ed Society and the Boreal Center, they already do the program there. So we're just trying to expand it for sure.
How much collaboration is with these projects, with the other jurisdictions and other organizations?
Well, we had our WPAC Summit, our Watershed Planning and Advisory Council Summit. So we were just collaborating with all of the other groups like us, all 11 across the province, to put on this event just last month. And then more locally, we do a lot of school programming with the Lesser Slave Forest Ed Society and the Boreal Center for Bird Conservation. So between the three groups locally, we do a lot of the education for sure.
Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun in the winter months and beyond. Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator for the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. Kate, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.